call the July 16, 2019 regular board meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
Right, 7:01. Commissioner Bourne is absent due to illness. Commissioner Kukobe?
Here.
Commissioner Lunden is not here at this time. Commissioner Underdunk?
Here.
President Brooks?
Present.
Okay.
Okay, we'll move to consent agenda items. A through D are routine. Recommended motion. Does any commissioner want any item pulled from consent agenda items? No? Okay. I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Kobe?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passed. Okay, it is our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we'll take comments under advisement. Please limit comments to 3 minutes, you know. Is anyone here that would like to speak?
Yeah. Just look around the room.
More. I don't think I need this.
Yeah.
Good evening, how's everyone? My name is Mark Jones. I'm president of Waukegan Park Board. And I'm actually here today, first I'd like to extend fellow good luck to another NRPA gold medal finalist.
Thank you.
And we are as well.
Woohoo! So,
congratulations.
I know we're all accustomed to exemplary service, so it's good. Actually, I'm here some words of gratitude for the board and for the, my buddies over here that I met over here legislative, Bobby and Chris. But our kids were able to be bused here yesterday. Participate in your beach safety program. And it was a tremendous outing for them. And the reason I wanted to come here and thank you is because, as we all know, everything in life is so much about exposure. This is why we want our kids to study abroad, travel abroad, semester at sea. The more we see, the more we're exposed to, the more we can grow. So frankly, this was an opportunity that maybe some kids in our area would not have had. So for them to be out on the kayak and on the water and learn some beach safety tips, it was truly, it could have been, life-changing for some of those young kids. They may have seen something or learned something that sparked an idea in their mind that they may pursue going forward. And we know in Parks and Rec, so much is about collaboration and teamwork, and you don't become a gold medal finalist without knowing how to collaborate, have innovative, creative ideas, and this was an extension of that. Again, it started with a conversation between the three of us and our finance director, John Beckman, who's also great as well, and it came to fruition on yesterday. So I'd like to thank, I know it all can't happen without the board approval and the executive director, so again, on behalf of our board and our senior staff, thank you for hosting our kids, and we look forward to future projects in the future. And please, we have state-of-the-art facilities as well.
Me too.
You guys have been part of the main control. Whatever we can do to establish a partnership, I just want to extend a thank you. And not here to complain, because I know sitting at these tables, the room is usually totally empty unless someone has an issue.
Definitely.
Yes. So this is a brief side. Thank you, greetings, and appreciation.
Thank you.
So
you told me about your new park. We're bringing our camps here next summer.
You should. Yes. Broke ground on the Korean Emerald Park, and it's going to be amazing. So I'm sure you'll get a formal invitation.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Was there an opportunity for the kids of Glencoe and the kids of your park district in Waukegan to mingle and interact and hang out, or was this more of a teaching your children, the children of your park district, giving them an opportunity to learn about beach safety?
That's an awesome question.
Okay. Bobby and Aaron.
Bobby and Aaron can talk about this.
Exactly.
So the first one we just rolled out, obviously, was yesterday. So the idea was to beach safe, the safety aspect. But as we move forward with the program, we'd love to integrate more communities. Yeah. I think the next one we're actually doing two groups together.
We did the Union Boys and Girls Club.
Yep.
And the Waukegan Park District.
Oh, that's great.
Oh my God.
So I think there's certainly an opportunity for our kids end up with a lot of the Lynette kids and a lot of the Lomet kids, because older brothers and siblings are close by, and we all go to high school. But if you think about some of the children from other communities, Northbrook, Waukegan, Journey, or even South Lake Evanston, Skokie, it's probably not that opportunity. I think it's awesome.
We did at the end of the day actually talk about what we want to do moving forward and talking about how we can get our kids involved with this as well.
Yeah, so, I think that's great.
Right.
And it was the first day yesterday, but we certainly are looking at ways to expand it. We have another day coming August 15th with Marillac Social Center. Mm-hmm. They're a social service agency on the west side of Chicago.
Oh.
I invite you to come. It's really quite interesting.
Yeah.
We had a great time yesterday.
The pictures I saw looked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have a lot more pictures.
No, it's great.
It's well said.
You know,
great
every summer you read stories of kids who perish in Lake Michigan. Lake Michigan is up. It's a terrible master, you know. And so all these kids are exposed to the lake, so they should be exposed to the safety, you know, part of it too. So I like the idea of our kids going, being entertained and welcomed and hosted by Waukegan.
Well, and also learning at the same time together.
Naturally.
So.
And just being able to go to Waukegan and experience some of their cool stuff.
I look forward to expanding the program and working with other communities. And I know we've had conversation with other North Shore communities about offering other areas and other support. So we'll definitely look after the summer about ways of doing that.
And I'm biased, but other North Shore communities aren't gold medal finalists.
Exactly. That is so true. Thank you.
Oh, I like this guy.
I encourage you to come to anyway.
We will.
I'm biased. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for coming.
That was great. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
Okay, so we'll move on to the financial report. 4 months of the fiscal year are complete. What does it look like, Kara?
Well, as we kind of had thought it would be, the beach is definitely down due to weather. We are making strides here in July with the hot weather. We had a great weekend this past weekend and hope to move forward, continuing to chop at that difference compared to last year. So we'll see what it looks like Labor Day weekend, and hopefully that will be the case. But it is definitely having the bad weather early had an effect on a lot on our daily fees. Recreation department, we're down a little bit. It could be a timing issue. I think we did a lot of planning for camps and some of the contractual programs, field trips and stuff, a lot of more planning ahead of time than perhaps, and paying for that earlier than we did last year. We also have collected more revenues for GJK, so that corresponds to an increase in the contractual payment than on the other side of it as far as an expense. Watts, we're looking at more capital that we've had done earlier than we had in prior years, so that's the big difference there. It's really all due to capital expenditures. But really, that's really what you see is, you know, kind of what we've been saying for the last couple of months, too. So, nothing new to really point out.
Okay, so, any questions?
So, just to bring me up to date, what are the improvements you're going to want?
Pardon? The improvements you alluded to, what were those?
I can cover that.
Please.
We were able to, at the end of last season, have our mechanical maintenance provider do an assessment on the compressors, and we made some repairs in a preventative manner that were designed to extend the life of the equipment. So they were budgeted repairs. They weren't done in like an emergency repair basis, but basically we rebuilt one of the compressors and added bearings and things like that. So it was altogether about $20,000 worth of work, and that's the additional expense as opposed to, say, doing it in October. When we might
when you can't typically, or can't doing it in an emergency fashion. So it was preventive maintenance along the life.
Sort of like, it's more than preventative maintenance, but it's
predictive.
Full replacement.
Yeah, it's predictive. It's to extend the life. So really it is preventive maintenance to extend the life of the compressors.
Okay, anything else?
The 2019 on the beach side, mm-hmm. we are obviously down about 3-4%, it seems like. Is that normal for this? Like, I'm trying to figure out what is, I mean, back 2018 here, but what is the sense of normalcy here? Do we fluctuate? Is this
It's weather dependent.
No, so this is, but like every year is weather dependent. What I'm saying is how far are we away from, if you were to average, I'm trying to do this, if you average the past 10 years, is this sort of in that sweet spot, or is this kind of a really bad year in general?
You know what? It's kind of comparable to maybe the year right before you got
here,
Bobby.
Yeah. Okay. So you're
going to get those years every now and then.
It is the worst we've seen in about 4 or 5 years, but it's still not catastrophic.
And we're only halfway through.
Correct.
Yeah. So once we're done, then we can really, really look at
the right. The challenge is, you know, 3 days you did $30,000.
Yeah.
So right. The Friday, Saturday, Sunday is $30,000. If you don't have that, that's a big difference.
It's a huge difference. Especially as of the 15th of July. Yes.
Right. It really depends when the weather hits. If we have good weather all week, but then bad weather over the weekend, that hits us bad too. Yeah. So.
Or if you have a closure due to high bacteria.
Yeah.
But I've read about other park districts along the lake or. Exactly the same.
And not just lakes, pools also.
Everybody and pools too, yes. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything water related is took a hit in June for sure.
And golf related.
Yeah. And golf related too. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Were we able to, on the town hall, talking about the beach, were we able to continue to get our equipment across that?
Well, I can let Chris talk to it, but they weren't, but now they are, right? You were able to restore some of that?
So, after the last storm, we lost the ramp to that bridge, but we were able to take, my team and Matt Walker, the beach manager, were able to use equipment to move basically the stone debris from the pier onto that area to keep that land bridge in place. So, basically, we just took rock that was piled up over the railing on the pier, moved it to the other side of the beach and we're able to keep that open, that level of service there. So
we are still finding very high deterioration in the beach. That has not changed. So the waters are very high, and we have catastrophic erosion by the beach lockers and where the pipes are. So that it just takes one big storm. And so we're watching it very carefully because one big storm could affect the Bodie Beach specifically.
Okay.
What's driving the
WAS
revenue increase as well? Is there something else going on there? It's not huge, but
it's
just something.
We extended the season past March 1, so any of the rentals between March 1 and March 10th we're being recognized as revenue.
Because we had a little cold snap at the end of the season. Okay.
Good questions. Anything else?
Yeah, we're at the mercy of the weather. That's what summed up.
That's everything.
Okay. If nothing else, we will move on to staff reports and start with business.
Just nothing really to report other than what's in the report. We're gearing up for fall registration, July 31st. So that's always a crazy morning around here. But that's about it from the department.
Okay. Rec and facilities.
Yeah, absolutely. As we just talked about, we had the Beach Safe that was co-sponsored by Rotary, too. So that was great to have somebody help to fund that. So I'd like to thank them. Preschool Expo we had last Saturday. We had 14 families, mostly two-year-old families. They got to look at all of our new enrichments. We recently just refocused on enrichments and redeveloped some new ones and offered a lot more new, exciting STEM, art-based, music-based, nature-based STEM enrichments. So that was great. And then we're close to hiring the athletics position, so we should know by the next meeting that we have that person on board.
Any additional questions?
Any questions? I have a quick question. ELC camp enrollment, I just noticed a trend between 17 and 19. Any thoughts on that?
Well, there is a shift, obviously, the full day, and they stay in the children's circle in the summer. Okay. So they're not leaving Children's Circle to go to camp in the summer. But there is, our Teddy's is very strong which is great to see. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely that trend in line with the full day care. Our parents aren't pulling them from Children's Circle.
It's just complicated if you're not in it to kind of get all those Teddy's, all this thing. You know, so like Pony Fields, I never know what anyone's talking about.
So yeah, Teddy's, so the 2 year old.
Teddy's are the wee ones, as they say.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. So as we've seen a correlation, a drop in, ELC, we've seen the same in camp because they're going to Children's Circle, so we see a rise in that, and they're staying in that program all year round. So you don't see a jump in day camp because they're staying
in
just shift to all day preschool, which is year round.
Okay. But we do have capacity in ELC should that...
Correct, exactly.
I mean, sure, there's a wax and waning.
There is.
Yeah.
There's also, you know, different, you know, fluctuations due to births and
yeah,
things like that.
Course.
So, yeah,
of course. Just, okay, very good. Any questions, Dudley, Michael? Okay.
I'd just like to say that the camp has done a phenomenal job because we, you know, we think about weather-related things to the beach, but it affects camp greatly also because they can't go on the field trips to the water park. They can't go, you know, all these things they have planned. The staff has to make a complete turnaround and plan something out. So the training that the staff had at the beginning of the year, we brought in a speaker, a trainer, to train for downtime activities and changes. And thank goodness we did that because we've had a lot of changes. For example, and it's just a lot of logistic planning. For example, the Action Quest was supposed to go to Great America on Friday. It's going to be 100 degrees, so they had the foresight to say, we're not sending our kids to the, and they then booked them at Medieval Times, where it's an indoor fun event. So things like that. But it's also a
calendar. Hold on a calendar.
Yeah.
So the
kids all, you know, the campers do a great job. The parents have to be a little more flexible because things are changing all the time. So June was a very challenging month for camp as well. And I am very impressed at how all the staff handled that, the site directors and the managers. And it can be very challenging, and they've done a great job. So kudos to them. So I just have to put that out there.
There seems to be a little bit of a shift, but there's a little bit of a shift from the 8-week to the 4-week.
Absolutely.
What do we think, and I have a kid that did the same thing, so what do we think is the cause of this, and what are we doing to tackle that for next year? Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely a shift in that. We've noticed that over the last couple of years. People want to try new things. Mm-hmm. They also aren't around for 8 weeks in the summer. They like to travel and do whatever, so we've shifted as many of the camps as we can to more flexible schedules. So Action Quest, you would have noticed that we implemented a one-week session this year, and that was extremely successful, and revenue was up quite considerably because of that in the one-week session. We're also offering more specialty camps, so people who are in town only for 1 week or 2 weeks in the summer can still contribute and participate in camp. So we're looking at more specialty options without cannibalizing our traditional 4-8-week sessions.
It is a pattern that I've seen in sleepaway associated with the sleepaway camp, and it's very much like that. They used to have 8-week camps, and they just couldn't get people to commit to 8 weeks, and now it's 6 and 2.
People don't like to pay for what they don't use. So.
Right. Or they just don't want to commit for that amount of time.
And they want to try different things. And
yes.
So, and that's the same with discounts. People will go away for, you know, sleepaway camp for a couple of weeks, and then come to our camp and things like that. So, and at the end of the session, Bobby and his team do an excellent job about debriefing, really looking at the surveys that we send out to parents. So encourage the parents to fill out those surveys, and we really take a hard look at what we're doing, what other people are doing, what we can change, and they've already come up with quite a few creative ideas for next year to change up some of our camps. So.
Great. And just real quick, pickleball, how's that?
Doing well. It's got a small but mighty following.
Oh, that's just what you need.
Small but mighty, we just need to keep gaining one or two people every couple of weeks, and just it will snowball into something big, I think.
Is it the kind of thing one could just drop by,
absolutely.
In the evening one, and just... Oh, really?
And the clinics have been very popular, you know, very well received. You know, they haven't, you know, been a massive turnout, but enough to make it worthwhile for us.
You're never going to get a massive turnout in adults in Glencoe for lots of good reasons.
That grassroots movement, so that's what we're hoping for.
Yes.
What's interesting is that pickleball, participants, they go from community to community. It's very interesting, and I've noticed as I'm talking to other directors, a lot of them are converting tennis courts into pickleball courts, like at least one or two to accommodate this following.
So Chris's team are getting restriped, and they're going to implement 4 new pickleball courts on the Watts tennis courts. So it's multi-use. So that's going to happen.
So we'll still have the tennis lines as well.
Yeah.
So we both lined for both. Lined for both, which seems to make sense.
So we can utilize those too. So it's great. It's good. It's great activity. So.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Parks and maintenance, Chris.
Well, we went from having too much rain to no rain. It's typically we find. So we're out in force, watering everything, flowers, fields, you name it. So Staff wrapped up the 4th of July festivities. I was really pleased with how things came together from my team standpoint as far as how the parks looked and all the grooming. And a lot had to come together in a very short period of time as the weather allowed. So other than that, any questions on my report?
I have to say that Chris and his team did an excellent job. Again, the focus has been more to preventive or pre-planning strategically improvements to different things. So his team went out and really worked on Berlin baseball field. That new field, it's new, it's 3 or 4 years old, gets a tremendous amount of use. And they took what they learned through that partnership with the South Bend Cubs last fall and implemented and made some great maintenance improvements that we hope to do on other fields and do that every year to keep it. The goal is to make it less labor intensive in the spring when the rain comes. So they did Berlin, and hopefully they'll do some of the other fields, and it looks great over there. So that was great. As we are jumping around from emergency to emergency, we're able to focus on some of the preventive maintenance to make their jobs easier. So,
and just to, in case anybody reads the minutes, I'm sure they won't, but tennis court resurfacing is taking place at Watts, or it took place?
It will take place at the end of the month, so
okay.
Next 2 weeks.
And is that the only place?
That would be the last place. So we've already had maintenance done at Central and West, and we will have Watts. Will be a total color coat this year. Will be new green, new stripes, pickleball, and tennis.
Fantastic.
And the nets and the posts have been replaced at Lakefront as well. The repairs that could be affected by our staff based on site conditions have been affected.
Good. And which park pathways are we being resurfaced?
We'll have the park pathway and Lakefront Park will be resurfaced. We'll be getting new benches as well there as part of that project. And the park pathways at Watts Park will also be resurfaced.
Okay, fantastic.
And so the benches at Lakefront are all adopted, so the new benches will also have new plaques on them. Referencing the previous donation.
Okay, thank you.
Yes? Who maintains the flowers at the train station?
The garden club.
The garden club?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a village property.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wondered.
At times, through shared services, we have provided plant material to them, like we do for the golf course in Glencoe as well, but typically they perform the maintenance on those flowers.
Okay, if nothing else, marketing communications, Erin?
We're busy this time of year. The fall brochure went out last week. The 4th of July was a big push. We worked with the village a lot to get some information out about the changes. And, yeah, like I said, beach day yesterday was not a bad way to spend the work day. We hope to get some positive publicity on that.
Bold move with the cover of the fall brochure. Quite bold, but I thought
makes sense,
I loved
right?
it. Yeah, I mean, you have to do it. So good.
Yeah, I don't know that Liz loved being the model.
I think she kind of did.
Yeah, no choice. I was thinking the same thing. I wonder if she feels.
She kept saying, can you make me look really skinny?
It's a way to draw attention that Park District isn't just for children. So,
yeah
absolutely. That's right. Okay, anything? Okay, and finally, Safety and Wellness Committee, Carol.
I'm going to defer to Chris to kind of give you a little bit of explanation about what we're doing with the pilot program.
On our safety week, too.
Yeah.
So we have two things going on right now. So last year, as you know, we completed the loss control review, which was basically the whole audit of the park district's risk management procedures. And of course, as you know, insurance providers do, they often change their policies and programs, and they're looking at how they can improve that process to provide a better service to us, their client. So as part of that, we're working on a new plan of action, which basically gives us 5 or 6 very important bullet points that we focus on throughout the agency department-wise to help us improve our existing policies and procedures. Basically, we're benefiting from the fact that Federma is dealing with, you know, well over 100 park districts, and they can point out the things that are hot topics throughout our industry, and they can kind of see trends across a number of districts and help to focus us on those as well. At the end of August, we're going to be doing a number of drills here in the facility fire drills, tornado drills, and we're going to be working on developing our lockdown drill plan for the entire facility, so that process is starting to kick off now.
Any questions about safety or wellness?
In my distant past, I managed an emergency operations center. Do we do any work for the village in that area?
We do. The village, they assist us with the fire drills, obviously. They also have provided our staff intruder training through public safety, and they've worked to advise us on that topic as well.
Are you guys consistent with the schools, some of the lockdown drills and things like that?
We're getting there. We had the same training with the public safety as they did, but we're working on, because in a lot of ways we're exactly the same for the early childhood wing. Mm-hmm. A lot of ways we're totally different with our open access facility. So
yeah.
We're developing plans for both areas. It's really, as we were talking today, we'll have a plan for the early childhood wing. Might be totally different than our plan for some of those other open areas. So it's like developing a couple plans in conjunction with the public safety.
Good, thank you. All right, so executive director report.
All right, well, I wanted to thank the staff and the board members that were there at the 4th of July celebration. It was bigger and better than ever due to the 150th celebration of the village. And our staff worked a long hours to pull off all the different amenities for the event. So we'll be having a wrap-up meeting with the village to talk about what we liked, what we didn't, what will stay in the past. It was interesting because some of the changes made this year were necessitated by wet parks, and we actually really liked some of the changes. So, for example, where the stage was in Lakefront Park, we created a really nice like street fair kind of atmosphere. The children's games, we moved them behind the gazebo, and actually was so much better with the shade. And I found out that probably at the same time we could do Glencoe's Got Talent, so to allow for a break for our staff in the middle of the day, which is very much needed, because otherwise we're going all day. I want to thank Michael for jumping into the dunk tank, and that we did beat the village in the amount of dunks. So
I appreciate the comments on the minutes.
I noticed I wasn't in the minutes. Despite the fact that I wrote on that floor and humiliated myself.
You did very, very good.
Thank you.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yes, it was very uncomfortable.
You did a great job.
You guys had to walk, and I had to sit.
Sit and wave. It was great.
Awful.
I sat on a diesel engine.
Oh, yeah, it's a little
smelly.
How was it?
But it was great. It was a great event, and really the community came out and really, really appreciated all the efforts. So.
I wanted to comment on that too, if I may. We had visitors from out of town, and they were wowed by the fireworks, and they really liked the idea of the, I call them taco trucks, but
food trucks?
Food trucks.
They were taco trucks.
Yeah. and the band being close to each other. You know, it just worked better, I think, than last year. And everybody who worked on that, congratulations for a great event, a lot of memories. Also, my grandchildren totally approve of the improvements we've made in Mulan. Checked it out. To my surprise, they like the spinner the best. I thought it would be the breadboard.
Every child likes something different. It's great. It's great. You know. That's a nice thing about it.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, good job on 4th of July. I don't know how you'll ever be able to do it a second time. I thought it was going to kill you. I mean, that was a very long
day. It was a long day. Well, you know, like this year we put a lot more effort into the parade than we normally do. So next year we'll go back to just one float or activity. We won't do as much as we did because that's too much. But we wanted to make a splash for the 150th. So, you know, some of those things will get scaled back because they were, you know, scaled up for this special celebration. Okay. So the parade is really the village things. I don't know if they'll continue going to the park or not. So we'll see about that. So,
okay. But and everything else was really park district then, is that? I'm just trying to figure out.
The beer truck was not. The village actually paid for the food trucks, it's interesting because the food trucks demand money to come there, and if they don't meet the minimum to pay that, and I've said, I'm like, I can't justify paying food trucks to be at events if the village wants that to guarantee that they're they have to pay for it, then they did, and I don't know if they had a, they took a, what?
Did they meet the minimum?
I don't know, we haven't had our wrap-up meeting yet, so we'll
find out.
That'll
be interesting to know.
Yeah. But it is hard to get food trucks here because we're such a small festival.
On that night.
And that's, and I think they learned that too, that three taco trucks, you know, it's hard to get there.
Someone backed out.
Yeah, someone backed out. And that happened to us the year before. People also backed out because they're like, they could make more money at some, like a longer festival that goes on all day. We have found that still, even this year, people did not show up to that park till 8 o'clock. So we'll really look at it, and maybe we'll bring different recommendations to the board to look at. I think the 4th of July next year falls on a Saturday. It's a big difference also for staffing and pay double time and things like that. So we're going to look at the statistics and, you know, see if there's, if the board is open to, or the community is really, it would be the village too, should we do the fireworks on July 3rd so that way the beach could be open on July 4th? That we've had that discussion many years ago when we first moved them off the beach. But we'll look at, we have to get more statistics and more data for you before we bring that.
So I apologize for the questions as the new person, but is there a 4th of July committee where we actually look for residents to give us ideas on what they want?
Well, we always take input. We ask, we like put a survey out and say if any ideas, but there is something called a patriotic committee.
Yep. Okay.
So that really was actually more active way before I was ever here. There was some gentleman in town who was really passionate about it and got a lot of the donations. That has waned through the years. It goes down to being the village sends out a letter, but we both do, but the village sends it out for us asking for donations and any ideas that they have. So, but it also goes back to who's going to fund those ideas. So everybody has a lot of good ideas, but it's also a funding issue.
Yeah. I know people really love the Wonder Parade. I think they like the tumblers and, you know, the band at the end. That was a good hit. I did hear from some people that, you know, they have some ideas that don't really cost that much. Like, do you have a float contest for the residents? And really,
there was
all
one
they
did.
They did.
There was a float
contest. There was a float contest.
Nobody, I did not know about
it. It was sent out in the letter. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you? Yeah. The winner
gets something? Yeah, I think they do. So, I know it was the Historical Society, Friends of Green Bay Trail.
They did announce it. I don't
know.
Yeah. They put out in all their publications about the 4th of July that was advertised.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And they sent letters out to all the homeowners in neighborhoods that have whoever pulls a permit to do a party in their, you know. So neighborhoods knew about it, whether they paid attention.
Got it.
That's another thing.
So it's, you can have the idea. It's just getting hard, getting eyeballs on it. Ideas
right.
Can be difficult.
Or, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
They did a great job.
They had like a float building.
Workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See this? Now I get to be armed for when my neighbors ask me questions.
Yeah. That's perfect.
There you go. Alrighty.
Okay. Anything else? Just beach training. If you see divers, it'll probably be July 18th is coming up. We provide our beach for a whole North Shore effort for dive training on the beach. So that's coming up. If you hear anything, at this time we're not going to have an August committee meeting. So we'll have an August board meeting. It starts at Watts, and then we have to do a couple action items, and then we'll go on a park tour. So just mark that on your calendar to go to Watts that day. Lakefront Advisory Committee is coming up on July 30th. Dog Park Task Force has been scheduled for late July, the first meeting. I will be on vacation starting Thursday through Monday. I'm not looking at emails, but I will answer texts and phone calls, but emails I shut off for vacation. But each of the department's heads will be here, and if you have any questions, just directly to the department head, which you have a question for, and they'll handle any emergencies in their department, and they know how to get a hold of me, so that's not an issue. I want to take note of the nice letter we got from Representative Schneider on our gold medal finalist. So that was very nice for him to reach out. He's been always very attentive. Staff just continue to work on applying for the OSLAG grant, and waiting for word back on our trail grants. Any additional questions? They get submitted August 15th, and so that's why probably early August I'll be contacting you all to come look at the playground designs, because we have to submit that by August 15th. So then who knows when they'll notify us, but that's the time to the submit is August 15th, right? I got the right date, yeah.
Great.
Good. All right, anything else? Let us move to action items. I entertain a motion to approve resolution number 901, a resolution for the commitment of $650,000 of the corporate fund balance and $850,000 of the recreation fund balance for future capital projects of the Glencoe Park District as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve the annual treasurer's report as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve canceling the August regular board meeting.
Nope,
regular
committee meeting.
Oh,
regular committee
meeting. Yeah, I thought, wait.
My typo.
Okay, yes.
Oh.
I entertain a motion to approve, scratch what I said. I entertain a motion to approve canceling the August committee meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Is there any other business?
There is not.
Okay, and I presume we are not entering.
We do not have to go to executive
session,
no.
Okay, so
make motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
All right.
Motion passes. Adjourned.